Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Victoria's on the phone with Assault. She's ready to play Can't Beat Christine. Victoria, where are you from?
Meriden.
I love the name Victoria. I always wanted a name like Victoria.
You're not classy enough to have a name like Victoria.
I love it. And there's so many nicknames that can come from it. Vicky or Tori or, Vivi.
Yeah, I had a bunch of them growing up.
Vivi. I've never heard that nickname anywhere on the planet.
All right. Good luck, Victoria.
All right, Vivi. Five questions of pop culture trivia. If you can get more right than Christine, you are going to walk away with those season passes to Six Flags. Remember, a tie is considered a loss, all right?
Yep.
Let's do it. Zooey Deschanel is dating Jonathan Scott from HGTV series Property Brothers. What was the name of Zooey's sitcom on Fox where she was roommates with three guys?
New Girl.
Question number two. It, Chapter 2, won the box office for the second straight week, but Hustlers did do well in its first week out. Which female rapper stars alongside J-Lo in Hustlers?
Nicki Minaj.
Ooh, sorry.
Ew.
Looking for question number three now. Felicity Huffman will spend 14 days behind bars for her part in the college admissions scandal. Now, the scandal gained its nickname from which high school football movie starring James Vanderbeek?
Varsity Blues?
Two correct. Question number four. Sean Hayes got Brad Pitt to take a selfie with him on the Ellen Show last week, even though he had a mouthful of food. Brad Pitt, that was. What was the name of his character on Will and Grace? Sean, that is.
Oh my God. I know this.
Would you like to share with me?
I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, sorry. And question number five. Kim Kardashian got in a little trouble with Kanye West for letting their daughter North wear lipstick. What are the name of Kanye's high-end sneakers that he produces for Adidas?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Ooh, all right, let's get Christine back in the studio, please.
How did Victoria do?
Vivi? Vivi! Vivi.
Or Tori or Vicky.
Two out of five correct.
Well, she's lovely. Of course she knows what she's doing.
Left a little bit on the table. All right,
fine.
Christine, let's do it. Question number one, Zooey Deschanel dating Jonathan Scott from the HGTV series Property Brothers. What was the name of Zooey's sitcom on Fox where she was a roommate with three guys?
New Girl?
Ah! Wicked bad ding, sorry. There we go. Question number two. It, Chapter 2, won the box office for the second straight week, but Hustlers did well, coming in second. Which female rapper stars alongside J-Lo in Hustlers?
Cardi B.
2-1. Question number three. Felicity Huffman spent 14 days in jail for her part in the college admissions scandal. The scandal gained its nickname from which high school football movie starring James Vanderbeek?
Varsity Blues.
I don't want your life. Question number four, Sean Hayes got Brad Pitt to take a selfie with him on the Ellen Show, even though he had a mouthful of food. Mm. What was his character's name on Will and Grace?
Sean Hayes' character name on Will and Grace wasn't Will or Grace, because he was the other guy.
The other guy, much like the new girl.
His name was Flavin.
Just Jack. Just Jack.
I never watched that show.
And question number five.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian got in trouble with Kanye West for letting their daughter North wear lipstick. What are the name of Kanye's high-end sneakers that he produces for Adidas?
First of all, Kanye has a lot of nerve getting mad at anybody wearing anything. And second of all, they're called Yeezys.
Okay, I was like, this game's not really editorial.
Just it saying. Is today, damn it.
All right, Christine, 4-2 over Vivi. I am sorry, Vivi.
Oh, Victoria, darling.
That's all right. At least you gave me Jack. I can't believe I forgot that.
I can't believe you forgot that, too. I am disappointed in you, Vivi.
I am, too.
All right, you're not going to walk away empty-handed. We have a digital copy of Taylor Swift's brand-new album, Lover, for you.
Woohoo!
96.5 TIC.